Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Fill us with your power.
all live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Oh, we are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Oh, live inside of me. You're the living water that never dries fountain. Comforter and counselor, take complete presence. Yes, we are. Fill us with your power. Oh, live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Yes, we are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Divine, shine upon this heart of mine, cleansing, purifying flame, descend on us today. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Oh, live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Oh, welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your power. Spirit. We are in your most holy presence. Fill us with your power. Live inside of me. Fill us with your power. Oh yes, Lord. Oh, live inside of me.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, breath of Almighty God, good morning. We acknowledge your presence in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, I love you. I honor and bless you. You are my everything. Spirit, you are my lifeline. You are my strength. I love you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of Almighty God, I trust you. I believe you. I receive you, Holy Ghost. I rededicate my life to Almighty God. Holy Spirit, I declare my love for you. Holy Spirit, I need you every second. Every hour, every minute, I cannot make it without you. I need you. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, move upon the face of the waters of our lives. Spirit of God, move upon the face of the waters of our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move upon the face of the waters of this ministry in the name of Jesus. Move upon the face of the waters of each and every one of our lives. Those that are listening now, and those that will listen at another time, let there be light. Let there be light. Spirit of the living God, with Holy Ghost, refresh our spirit, souls, and body. Holy Spirit, refresh us. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher, lead us and guide us into all truth. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way in our lives. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. We praise you, Spirit of the living God. We love you, Holy Spirit. What a wonder you are. You never seem to stop amazing me. Ah, When I look at the stars and the universe, I'm amazed by your glory and power. Holy Spirit, teach me to walk in all your fullness. Teach me how to surrender all my cares and burdens and worries to you, knowing you will always find a solution for our problems and our issues. Holy Spirit, there's nothing too hard for you to do. We call upon you to show us great and mighty things. It is all about thy kingdom of Almighty God. It is all about the will of God. Let God's perfect will be done in our lives. Spirit of the living God, you are my lifeline. You are my strength. You are my everything. Pour me. Pour more of your love and grace upon me. Let your living water flow upon each and every one of us this morning. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you for your loving kindness. We declare in the heavens and the earth our love for you. Holy Spirit, you are our source. You are our anchor. You are the breath that we breathe. Oh, how beautiful you are. We love you, Holy Spirit. Everything about you is awesome. Your beauty is so overwhelming and electrifying. Almighty God, that no one can see your face and live. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne, and he who lives forever and down before him who sits on the throne, and worship him who lives forever and ever, they lay their crowns before the throne. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. And by your will, they were created. Hallelujah. If I had thousands and thousands and millions of tongues, it would not describe how I feel about you. So Spirit of the living God, preeminence in our lives, take preeminence in our homes. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Touch each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Move in our midst like never before. Holy Spirit, burn everything in us that is not of God in the name of Jesus. Uproot those things that will not bring glory and honor. Almighty God, Holy Spirit, fill us up. Fill us up, Holy Ghost. We bless you. Holy Spirit, perfect everything that concerns our lives. We ask you this morning to release your anointing, to release your love, release your power, and your glory. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate our hearts, saturate our dwelling places, saturate the airways. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. To the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and honored. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy path. And your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Cleanse the altar in our hearts, Holy Spirit. Cleanse the altar on this in this service. In the name of Jesus, let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus. Altars in our hearts, the Word of God and the Holy Ghost, the altar in our dwelling places. Hallelujah. The altar in this service, oh God. Hallelujah. We rededicate this altar of praise, worship, and devotion to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. We magnify the Almighty God. Father, we pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship of our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and to your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah, we praise your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. If you can pray in the Spirit, pray along with me. Ye kurumaseteria, 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 kayamase. Ye kuyamasan de de kuyama kayamaseteria, kuriamasanduria, kuriamase. Uria san de de kuyamasanduria, uria sitiria, kuriamasanduria, kuriamase de. Hallelujah, ramasan de. Ye kaya nikia, makuya nikia, nikia, nikia. Uria masanderia, kuriamasoturia, kuriamaseteria, ko. Uria maseteria, curia maseteria, curia masetete, curia maseteria, cuya nece, cuya masetete, cuya ne. Hallelujah, ramasanderia, curia maseteria, curia maseteria, cuya mase. Hallelujah, ramasetete, curia maseteria, curia nece. Huria macoria ne seteria, curia ne sitiria, curia ne sitiria, curia ne kiri, hu cuia ne cayamo, curia ne setete de cuia ne cayama caya. Huria maseteria, curia ne seteria, curuma seteria, curuma seteria ca. Huria caya le seteria, curuma setete de cuia macaya le seteria, curuma set. Huria de cuia maseteria, curia maseteria, curia maseteria co. Gloria bocoria di sitiria curia basate de goia de basete. Hallelujah, ramasatoria cuia de caia baseteria curia base. Horia de caia baseteria, cura baseteria, cura baseteria, cura baseteria. Haya caia basate de cuia bocoria basatoria cura base. Ye cuia baseteria, cura baseteria, cura baseteria. Horia bakoria la seteria kuruma seteria ko. Horia kala baseteria kuria baseteria kuruma se. Horia baseteria kuruma seteria kuruma se. In the name of Horia bakaya seteria kuruma seteria kuria base. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Your grace and mercy.
I'm living each moment because of you. Yes, I am. I want to thank you, praise you too. Your grace and mercy thank you, dear Lord, for saving a sinner like me. I want to tell the whole wide world, yes I do, that salvation is free. Praise God it is. I know that there were many times when I didn't do right. But you watched over me. Yes, you did.
Oh, yes, Lord. I just want, I just want to thank you. Praise you. Your grace and mercy hold me through. Just one more time now. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Yes, it did. I'm living each moment because of you. I just want to thank you, dear Lord, and praise you too. Your grace and mercy
and brothers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us go into prayer in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. In Christ Jesus concerning us, we extol you, our God and King. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you, Almighty God, for your sustaining grace. We thank you, Lord, for you are always faithful. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for choosing us. Father, we thank you for salvation. Thank you that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Lord, you give us your best, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, for salvation so that we can come back into fellowship with you and be reconciled to you. We thank you, hallelujah, for Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you, the Holy Ghost. who will lead us, who is leading us, who is teaching us, who is guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We welcome you once again. We love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews and those that are connected to us. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Repent of all our sins. And we are truly sorry for all that we have done and that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you, O God, for the precious blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over the airwaves, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio service, the telephone network, the internet network. We release the blood of Jesus into our environment, our dwelling places, into our homes. We apply the blood, let the blood of Jesus flow. Let the blood flow in the name of Jesus. Let the blood cleanse our environment, our dwelling places, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus heal us, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole. The blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to the lives of our children. We apply the blood of Jesus to our spouses, our nieces, our nephews. We cover our brothers and sisters, our siblings, and everyone under the sound of our voice, those that are listening now, and those that will listen at another time, the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission of sin. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to every single area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we invoke your covenant that is in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives. And in this early morning devotion, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, according to Ephesians 6:10-18. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren in the name of Jesus, upon our spouses, upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, in the name of Jesus, upon each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to minister to us, to guide and protect us, and enforce your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, to war on our behalf, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for the open heavens, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way, oh God, for one of us doing this season in experience a tangible encounter with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, release your glory. Release your glory upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you are a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, oh God. Glorify yourself, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for healing, for deliverance, for restoration. Hallelujah. We thank you for those that are being saved even just by listening to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God moving upon the hearts of those in our families, those that are listening, that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, and they will come and receive Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. We thank you. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We bless the name of Jesus. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to those that's just joining us. We are continuing on 1 Peter 2:9. Hallelujah. But you are, I'm reading from the English Standard Version. But you are a royal, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, possessions that you may proclaim the excellencies. Hallelujah. Who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. We're still talking about our identity in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because once we fully understand, hallelujah, then we will do exploit in the name of Jesus. The enemy will be afraid. He will not be able to trick us. And best with us because we know who we are. We started with chosen generation, a chosen race, and then now we're working on the priesthood, royal priesthood. And yesterday I went over it a little bit in the name of Jesus about what it means. We talk about the priesthood. What does it mean to be a priest? You're a mediator between God and man, and there's duties for the priest. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, we look at the priesthood. God chose the tribe of Levi to serve as priests in Israel, ministering in the tabernacle of Moses. And then later on, when we look at the book of Numbers in the Bible, the Levites were viewed as belonging to God. They were set apart, the Levites, and considered holy. Numbers 3:12. Behold, I have taken the Levites from among the people of Israel instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the people of Israel. The Levites shall be mine. That priesthood. However, among all the Levitical priests, an even more anointed role was chosen. The role of the high priest of Israel. The high priest is the title of the chief religious leader of the nation of Israel. What did he do? He oversaw the responsibilities of all the subordinate priests and led the nation of Israel according to will and direction. Hallelujah. The high priest. So we have the different levels of priests, but then when we talk about the high priest who were over the priest, when we look in the book of the New Testament, when we look in the book of New Testament, we look in the book of Hebrews, we are told that the Levitical priesthood, which came under the old covenant made with Moses, has now been done away with. We're not under the Levitical priesthood anymore. Came when Jesus made atonement for us once and for all on the cross. God has made a new covenant through his son, Jesus Christ. In this new covenant, he raised up a new high priest in Jesus, who is not a priest after the old order of the Levitical priesthood. I told you yesterday, after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 7:17 says, "But it is witness of him, you are a priest after the order of Melchizedek." Under the new covenant, Jesus is our forever high priest. And all believers are subordinate priests underneath him. 1 Peter 2:5 says, "You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood through Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 2:5. For now that we have gotten an overview of the meaning of priesthood, let's look at the word royal, part of a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. When you look at that word royal, what do you think? Like we think about, when I hear the word royal, you think about England, the queen and all that royalty. That's the highest level, royal priesthood. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So you are what? A royal priesthood. Not just a priest, but a royal priesthood. We are the kingdom of priests. And that we have to walk in that priesthood responsibility and that royal priesthood. That means it's not ordinary. It's almost like you're looking at a presidential priesthood under the order of Melchizedek. Jesus is Melchizedek. Hallelujah. And sometimes I see people talking about the Levitical priesthood. Restore. You cannot restore what God has already gotten away with. Jesus needs to fulfill the Old Testament, because the New Testament, he came to fulfill, because the Levitical priesthood could not do it. The goats and cows and all that stuff and lambs couldn't do it. We need a perfect blood, which is Jesus' blood. And he made atonement. He washed away our sins once and for all. So it was no more once a year. Hallelujah. And I love Jesus being the high priest. Intercessor sitting right now, interceding for us to the Father. Hebrews 7:25. He sits at the right hand of the Father. He's a priesthood forever after the order of Melchizedek. He's praying for us right now. Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we cannot go to God without Jesus. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to God except they come through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And that's why God has given him a name that is highly exalted and above every name. Jesus. He paid the price once and for all. Stop going backwards. Hallelujah. I don't know why people want to go backwards, buying goats, find peace, all these different things. Well, Jesus is the perfect tax sacrifice. How can you listen to some of these prophets telling you to bring goat, sheep, and all that stuff? Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. The goat, what will the goat speak for you? What? But because blood speaks, what will the goat speak? How does the goat talk? How does the lamb speak? It's not perfect. But Jesus is the perfect sacrifice. Those animals that were in the Old Testament, and still they had to be perfect and no sickness and disease or nothing on them. But still, it was every year. It was just covering. So when you go to just cover your sin, it wasn't washing. It wasn't cleansing your sin. And it was, and those times it was hard and difficult. It's not like now. I don't know why we want to go backwards. I don't want to go backwards. I thank God every day for Jesus. Because if we will go backwards, I don't think many of us will not make it. God did not play. So we got to be grateful for Jesus, who is our mediator, our intercessor. And we honor his high, his priesthood, royal priesthood. And when you honor that priesthood, you have all executive privileges. Hallelujah, that comes with being under the royal priesthood. Let me tell you, if you look at the England and London and different countries that have the monarchy, they will have the royal guards, and they have the guards. The royal guards are high up there, work directly with the king or queen of the nation. The royal guard is up there, and the other ones are down. They have to listen to what the royal guards and say. You know, God got everything we do. God has angels. He has archangels, angels. You saw God got order in his kingdom. So you're not just a priest. You are under the royal priesthood with executive privileges. Hallelujah. And this is every Christian who received Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. And the enemy will tell you, you don't have the privileges. He will tell you, you're not empowered. He will tell you, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. He will speak lies in your ears, but you are a royal and have executive privileges that come from Jesus Christ sitting in heavenly places. You are joint heir with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has given you the power. He has released the anointing and the power upon you. Once you come into the body of Christ, you are not a warrior. No. You are not beneath. You are above. Hallelujah. It's time for you to walk in what God has called. You are a royal priesthood with executive privileges. How does this happen? The fulfillment of this promise is what we see in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus came as Israel promised king who established that of God on earth. Jesus is king, but guess what? I said it before, you are also royalty. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are now sons and daughters of God, heirs of God, co-heirs with Jesus Christ. Romans 8:17. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Romans 8:17. Jesus is royalty. You are royalty too. You are a member of God's royal family. because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, our sins have been removed and we have been restored to our original design. As the image bearers of God, and we are created to rule and reign on God's behalf. Hallelujah. You are a royal priesthood. You are, so let's look at it. As believers, we are called to be both a king and a priest, just as Jesus is both the King of Kings and our forever high priest. Hallelujah. Sometimes we can't really receive that in our spirit. But if you join heirs with Christ and you are son and daughter of God, you come into that category under Jesus Christ, under the order of the Melchizedek priesthood, which is Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is the time to be excited. Hallelujah. You are in the kingdom. When you see the countries in the world, they call them like Great Britain, the kingdom of Great Britain. You are in the kingdom of Almighty God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. You are a kingdom son and daughter. Hallelujah. And I want you to receive it in your spirit. And then sometimes what you have to do, you pray this and you declare it over your life. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. You sometimes you got to pray that scripture, decree and declare it. And as you say it and you get to believe who you are in Christ Jesus, these days it takes nothing to do research and to check all these things out. And you, not only with your Bible, with commentary, you can look these up, you can do research, you can look at the Jewish word, the Aramaic word, you can look, you can even go deeper and deeper. And some do stay on the surface because the Holy Spirit will take you deeper. He will give you understanding and you will receive revelation. The Spirit will make it plain and simple. But don't just leave it like that. Don't just take one. Okay, I told you all my notes, what you are. But take this scripture, go back and read it and study it. Oh, Apostle, I don't have time. You can make time. Study it. Even when you go to church, the preacher preaches. Take the scriptures. Go. Study it. To show yourself approved. Ask the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you, to lead you, to guide you. Because if you don't know the word, if we don't know the word like we should know the word, and we don't have revelation and understanding of the word, how will we apply the word? So the enemy can come and fool us and put us in a trap where we don't know these things. Because of lack of knowledge, we perish. And he can take advantage of us. The heavens are open. Sometimes when we say, open heavens, you know what we want? Oh, God is going to give me an overflow of blessing. God is going to give me this. But this open heavens is for you to learn more about God. He opened the door. It's like the library of heaven is open. The Holy Spirit is right there. And God is saying, come up higher. I want to show you things. The Holy Spirit will lead you, guide you, and teach you. But when you sit there, instead of going there and do not let the enemy fool you, you got to study. You got to learn these things. The heavens are open. God, the books are open. God, he said, the Holy Spirit will teach you. Spirit of the living, but before you read the scriptures, you read Ephesians 1, 17 to 23. Let God open your eyes of understanding and connect to the Spirit of Almighty God. so you can walk in who God called you, your identity in Christ Jesus, joint heir with him. Chosen by Almighty God. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Lord, I received your word this morning in my spirit, oh God. Father God, we tell you, we ask you to increase our faith. Never let us never doubt what you've said. That we must trust in everything that you say. And do not lean on our own understanding. Oh God, but we look to you. In the name of Jesus, we surrender to you. Thank you. Amen. O Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord ever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Walk in your identity in Christ Jesus. We love you. Thank you.